In the war-torn region of Chechnya, Russian forces are still hunting a handful of separatist rebels hiding in the Caucasus Mountains. Local villagers say they don't support the militants, and they say the Russian military doesn't want the conflict there to end. Gregory Pfeiffer has the last of three reports from Chechnya.
Shatoy lies along a potholed road that winds south into the snow-capped Caucasus Mountains beside the steep-banked Argun River Valley. Occasional military helicopters fly overhead, and armored personnel carriers ferry Russian troops. In the tiny settlement of Orduhoy, residents cook and heat their farmhouses by wood stove. They depend on farming to survive, but most of their fields are mined and livestock are routinely killed. Unemployment stands at around 90%. And while the stunning mountain landscape may be serene, it hides a violent way of life. It's here that Taus Kachukaeva says she heard people breaking into her house early one morning last month. She ran outside to see her family lined up and her 22-year-old son on the ground. She says they were guarded by around 50 men with automatic rifles, some wearing masks, and an armored personnel carrier with blacked-out registration.
Our young girls were crying, and all the village's women gathered around. But the armed men didn't listen to us. They kept asking, "Where's your basement?" and threatening to kill us, saying, "We're going to send you to meet your Allah."
The men searched Kachukaeva's house and three others. Residents say they feared for their lives. Just down the road, the armed men forced 23-year-old Israpil Dukushev to climb out of his window and videotaped him doing it. When they tried to take him away in a jeep, his mother blocked the path, saying they'd have to kill her first. Dukushev's grandmother, 75-year-old Minat Vagapova, says the men eventually released her grandson, but refused to explain their actions.
None of us locals support the rebels. How are we supposed to know where they're hiding? We're not law enforcers. If only the authorities would leave us alone to live our lives.
Over the past decade, Shatoy's residents have suffered bombings, shootings, and abductions, and been subjected to countless searches. In part of Chechnya's 10 years of conflict that's estimated to have taken around 70,000 Chechen lives. But locals say last month's anti-insurgent operation was especially traumatic because they'd believed the war was coming to an end. Shatoy's newly appointed administration chief, Jamlai Khadashev, is also angry. He says he wasn't informed about last month's searches, which have helped undermine his major rebuilding effort.
If we allow such actions to take place, if we don't follow the rule of law, we'll never be able to create order here.
Khadashev believes one of several special forces units stationed in the area carried out last month's operation. But the region's military commander, Colonel Vladimir Mudji, says he doesn't know exactly who is responsible.
There have been mistakes in the conduct of special operations. We'll find who did it and punish them. The senior officers, not just those who carried it out.
The local police say only six rebels remain hiding in the Shatoy region. They say militants are continuing to slowly hand in weapons under a government amnesty. Locals believe those who carry out special forces operations are trying to create propaganda. They videotape young men climbing out of windows and apparently trying to escape to create the false impression that they're rounding up numerous rebels in the region. Yunus Mudaev, who runs the district's reconstruction effort, says some in the military want the conflict to continue because it gives them power and cover for illegal profiteering.
Peace is not in the interest of those who organize these operations. They need instability. This is all decided at the top, and one word could end all military operations.
Locals in Shatoy say they deplore attacks by Chechen militants, like the Beslan school siege. But they say terrorizing the Chechen population only encourages more violence. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News.
For a look at the people and places of Chechnya and hear earlier reports in this series, go to npr.org.